Welcome to Lobby Comply Pod from State and Federal Communications, your source for lobbying, compliance, ethics, campaign finance, and election news from across the country. I'm John Sponarelli. Kentucky lawmakers ended a three-day special session by passing a $213 million package for flood recovery and a plan to help schools in eastern Kentucky. Signed into law by Governor Beshear, the law establishes the East Kentucky State Aid Funding for Emergencies to assist counties named in the federal declaration. Legislators emphasize this is the first step, and they expect additional legislation next year when lawmakers meet in regular session. The General Assembly is scheduled to convene for the 2023 regular session on January 3rd. The California State Legislature has adjourned for the year, but not before passing several bills concerning lobbying, campaign finance, and procurement in the twilight hours of the session. Among the bills currently awaiting signature by Governor Gavin Newsom are Senate Bill 459 and Senate Bill 1360. Senate Bill 459 requires lobbyists, lobbying firms, and lobbyist employers to include information in the quarterly reports that identifies each bill or administrative action lobbied. The bill also requires lobbying firms to file additional disclosures for lobbying activity during the last 60 days of a scheduled legislative session and requires specified reports for issue lobbying advertisements if a person spends $5,000 or more in a calendar quarter. Senate Bill 1360 requires certain political advertisements to identify the top contributors to the campaign committee paying for the advertisement without regard to any minimum contribution threshold. The bill also makes additional changes to the disclosure requirements for political advertisements, including changes to the required form, content, and presentation of the disclosures depending on the medium in which the advertisement appears. New Hampshire lawmakers will return to session on September 15th to decide whether to override 8 vetoes issued by Governor Sununu. Because the veto session follows the state's primary elections, some senators and representatives may participate even after losing their primaries. In addition to considering veto overrides, lawmakers will also consider new legislation related to fuel assistance payments. The Idaho legislature has adjourned after one day of deliberation, passing a $1 billion package to cut taxes and increase education funding. The bill allocates $500 million in tax rebates to be distributed to all Idahoans who filed taxes in 2020. The bill also reduces the state income tax rate to 5.8% while exempting the first $2,500 of income for all filers and assigns $410 million for education funding. And finally, Virginia State Delegate Mark Keem resigned from his seat on September 6th after representing House District 35 for over a decade. Keem will now join the Department of Commerce and the Office of National Travel and Tourism in the International Trade Administration. Speaker of the House Todd Gilbert announced a special election will be held on January 10, 2023, just one day before the General Assembly starts its 2023 session. Thanks for listening to Lobby Comply Pod from State and Federal Communications. For more news, visit lobbycomply.com. To learn more about how we can guide you along the road to compliance, visit stateandfed.com. Lobby Comply Pod is produced by Peter Kiris, Joe May, and John Sponarelli.